Parents of children in Sulphur Springs ISD should be on the lookout for bright pink forms to fill out to sign kids up for free or reduced meals at school. The forms were sent home with children Tuesday. I talked about the program with Ricky Elliott, Director of Child Nutrition with the SSISD.
Each year, we ask the principals on each campus to please send home with every student an application for free or reduced meal benefits. And we send those home with every child. Sometimes the parents are not interested in applying for the program, and we just ask them to put NA on that application and send it back, so we'll know at least the parent has seen that those programs are available. But those should be hitting households yesterday, today, tomorrow, and they ought to be able to find them in the backpacks. They're fairly bright color.
They certainly are.
and the households that wish to apply would just need to put the names of the students on the form and how many members live in the household, including those students, and the income that comes into the household from anyone that lives in the household, and get those applications back to us, and we'll get them processed as fast as we can. We already have had one mail out to households concerning free benefits.
Oh, okay.
During the summer, TDA sends a list of students to us that are predetermined eligible. And those are households that have children involved in SNAP or TANF. So if those households have already received a letter from us saying that they're pre-approved, they do not have to send back these applications unless all of their children were not listed on that letter.
Oh, okay.
Maybe another child has come to live with them, or there's a child in their household that wasn't in our school district last year, and they will need to contact us so that we can connect that student to their family.
I believe a great percentage of our school district is eligible for this program, the way I understand it, based on income.
It's based on income and the number of people living in the household. And when school finished last year, we were at 62%. So we feel like that's a fairly high average, but it's not as high as some of our surrounding school districts. And we will look again this year to see how many households need this benefit, remembering that those students at early childhood do not need to apply, because early childhood campus qualifies as community eligible.
Oh, okay.
So this is our second year to have that program available for those families. As I said last year, it's our youngest children, and so it's our youngest parents. So hopefully that helps that age child and their families a little bit.
Is this free and reduced, or is it just a free lunch
at program? Early childhood?
Yes.
At early childhood, it is free.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The other campuses?
Breakfast and lunch at early childhood is free based on of the program that that campus qualifies for. And the other campuses, these applications will determine whether or not the benefits would be free or reduced.
But the way we handle the payout and everything, there's no way to distinguish between somebody that's paying the full freight, somebody that's free, and somebody that's reduced. It all looks the same, right?
That's correct.
KSST News.